USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit that prosecutors used to obtain a federal judge's approval to search former President Trump's Florida home, where they seized boxes and took the president's passports. Now that the country is in a recession, the last thing government should be doing to correct the problem is spending more money, yet that's exactly what President Biden and Democrats are doing today. With zero Republican support, Biden will be signing a check for $739 billion and is projected to prolong the financial woes in this country. President Biden's tax and spend bill is scheduled to go into law today when the ink hits the paper. President Biden on the bill.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Investors are eyeing a week of key retail earnings. Walmart and Home Depot are set to post results today. Starbucks is claiming union workers in the United States are using unfair labor practices.
Starbucks is asking the National Labor Relations Board to suspend all union elections at its stores in the U.S. They're citing allegations from a board employee that regional NLRB officials improperly coordinated with union organizers. The coffee giant said that the unnamed employee told the company about what happened at the board's St. Louis office last spring while it was overseeing a union election at a Starbucks in Overland Park, Kansas. A spokesperson for the agency said it doesn't comment on open cases. Of the more than 300 Starbucks stores in the U.S., more than two-thirds of them have voted to unionize despite the company's opposition. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR racing will be in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
NASA engineers are testing the Space Launch System's Moon Rocket Flight Termination System ahead of a rollout. Last week, NASA worked to certify the Critical Flight Termination System on the Space Launch System rocket, or SLS, which marks the final test before the mega rocket rolls out to the pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida later on Tuesday. As calls for the FBI to be investigated for weaponizing the department against their political opponents, one shocking discovery has come to light. FBI Director Christopher Wray has been using taxpayer money and FBI assets for his personal use. Republican Representative James Comer from Kentucky on Fox News calls it out.
We've already looked through the records at the FBI, and he has never reimbursed the FBI for personal travel. We are pretty confident that he has received a lot of personal travel on the taxpayer-funded jet that's supposed to be used for counterintelligence. So this is the type of oversight that the FBI is going to receive when the Republicans are in the majority. We're going to go down the budget line by line. For far too long, government agents, especially the FBI, have not been transparent with their massive government appropriations. This is the first example. This is the most obvious one because the director left a committee hearing early last week because he said he had a family vacation. Well, if we didn't realize that at the time that he was flying on the FBI's plane.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.